Place. lesson, I would stop and teach you racing hard out of break. Because I'm not ready to reciprocate devotion, and I just don't wanna see you make a mistake.
This is Evan on live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, filling in for Ben tonight, for all of you just tuning in. We are waiting for the Kettle Black to get ready. That is our live band tonight. I'll give you a rundown of what I've been playing for the last little while. It's been a little bit of a mix. First we had the Vicious Cycles self-titled 7-inch with a song called Mama. I really like those songs live. They're a great band. I've, you know, seen them a couple times at Pat's, and it's just, I don't know, it's one of the funnest shows. We then had Slam Dunk. I put that on because I heard them mentioned earlier today. I have a friend from Victoria, and she's her name's Frida, and she's really into them. So I saw that and thought I'd throw it on. I actually liked it. I really liked their packaging for their 7-inch as well. It was just their like a really simple like monochrome screen print on a paper bag with a 7-inch in it. It's pretty inventive and, you know, kind of effective. Cheap. I like it. We then had Brastronaut, Vancouver band, with a song called Heart's Trumpet. Another band that I've seen at the Toast. We started off with Make Love, so maybe a little bit of a theme. It's a shame that there's not as many shows there anymore. And then we had Diamond Rings with Show Me Your Stuff. That's a band from Toronto. Actually, friends of friends with a couple of people that I ended up being friends with. Friends of friends. He's quite awesome. He has the best music videos. Check him out on YouTube or his MySpace. Hopefully this will be the last song you've been listening to. See, maybe we're ready to go. Irene's giving me the thumbs up. Are we ready to go, Irene?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to go anytime you are.
Yeah.
So if you just want to go switch over.
Sure, I'll go stand in the room.
I can stall for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stalling for 2 minutes.
Okay. So it looks like we are going to have a live band. I don't have to play any more music. I hope you liked listening to me. I'm working on not stuttering as much and saying all the time. And I think by now, Irene should be in place. I'm going to just wait another couple seconds here. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9, and we are presenting The Kettle Black.
You're on there, Nick. We'll be right back. Days, I guess, Mr. Kettle Black?
No, in Hamilton.
Hamilton. Is that where all Hamilton. The solo acts moved to? You're there with Wax Mannequin and what's his name again?
B.A.
Johnson, yeah. Is he the guy that he's singing about in the zombie song? Or are you the guy that he's singing about? You're going to miss me when the zombies come. You're going to miss me when you are, in fact, the menu.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I just moved there.
So when did you move to Hamilton?
February.
February. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, I'm living above Wax Mannequin's mom's art studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, okay. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Cool. You're originally from Vancouver at one point or another. How long did you live in Vancouver?
Since 87. I lived there from 87 to, I don't know, 2006 I left. I don't know. I was on the road for about 3 years.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I guess that's kind of maybe the good segue into the next question. So, would you say that the majority of your time in the last 3 years has been spent sleeping in that red van that's parked outside?
A lot of it. Yeah. No, I had a house in Ottawa, but I was never there, yeah. So I had a place where I had some stuff stored in my records and, I don't know, CDs and stuff like that.
Oh, did you move them to Hamilton then? Or are they still?
Or no, that's where I was, yeah, sorry?
So are they all the records in Hamilton now? Or
yeah, the records are in Hamilton. Some are still here. I came here to get them.
Oh, okay. But your van's back pretty packed. How are you going to fit any records to go back to?
There's still room. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a roof rack too now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So hold the world's record for cramming the most into a minivan?
Into a small van. Yeah. I think so, yeah. Because I'm also picking up some of Jane's, Wax's mom's art in Thunder Bay that's stored there from a showing she had there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to still, and it's like huge clay, just big clay pieces, eh?
Oh, nice,
yeah.
Nice. There was a period of time there where you did like a bajillion shows in a 1 year period. Like, how many shows did you do in that 1 year period, say from about 2008, 2009?
I don't know.
I remember you told me.
Like over 100, 100, like 100 and some, definitely. Over 100, I'm not sure. Like 150, 170, something like that. It depends on when you start counting, because I took some time off. I was in Ottawa for a while finishing like recording and stuff. So
One
summer. Yeah.
All right. So and you live okay that way? Like you get food and stuff or
oh, yeah.
Like
it's well, I don't know. It's fun. It's been nice actually because since I moved to Hamilton, I have a home for the first like a place where I can actually work and do stuff, you know. So,
oh, okay.
So it's kind of been nice.
In your basement in Ottawa. It seemed like you could record stuff there.
Yeah, like we had that stuff set up, but it was kind of hard because it was 7 cats and 7 people in a house.
Oh yeah,
and just
kind
of continual craziness. So, for me, some people that works fine, but not for me. I'm more kind of need the quiet.
Yeah, no, the quiet is definitely nice. So, I was wondering about like, have you played St. John's lately? Distortion, maybe?
No, I haven't. I've been since I think. I can't remember actually the last time. It was a year and a half about I've been there, haven't been there. But I was gonna go out in the spring and then I moved. And so I kind of decided I was just gonna build the studio and focus on that and get more organized and get more, you know, just get more organized. Because you can only do so much out of a van, so you're, you know, for making records and recording and setting up a studio. Because I want to make, like, I'm setting up a tracking studio so people can just come there. 2 days, you know, if bands are touring and stuff, they have 2 days off, they can come stay there and just track, and then they just give them the hard drive.
That's pretty cool. So, I mean, how would you rate the viability of touring in the Maritimes anyways?
Well, I don't know, I had fun, did you?
Well, yeah, I had fun, but did I lead you on that question? I guess I would wonder about the... I would have to say personally that it is difficult to get out to the Maritimes, and it's harder to get enough shows to actually break even.
Newfoundland, I've never lost money going to Newfoundland. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, Newfoundland is an exception, but it does cost a bunch to get there.
But yeah, I don't think I've ever lost money going to the Maritimes either.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I have. That's not.
So, what's your favorite part of the Newfoundland ferry, anyway? Anything good about it?
I don't know, the sun coming up in the morning.
And you like to take night ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that leaves at 11:30 from North Sydney.
Yeah, once I sat on there, we had to wait 8 hours before we could get on it, and then we were on it, and then it sat for 8 hours before it could land. And it just was like rough. Yeah, it was like harsh. It was like, so we were on there for a long time.
So
but
you
gave us free breakfast though.
So do you like often like, what do you do when you get like, cause you always take the night ferry, I always take the day ferry, but if you take the night ferry, do you like drive like a mother all the way to St. John's?
No.
Or what do you do?
Cornerbrook.
Yeah, okay. So
and
basically just for the people out there who don't know, when you go to Porto Basque, it is 890 kilometers from there to St. John's, and there's not really an awful lot in between. There's Cornerbrook and there's Gander and
yeah.
the what's that the Winston, not Winston,
sure,
I don't know, it's like another Canadian town name hyphenated with another Canadian town name. What's that place called? Grand Falls, Windsor.
Grand Falls. Okay. Yeah.
So
is that the one that has a plane, which is Gander?
No, that's Gander. That's got the airport, the plane museum. That's really cool. I got a picture of that one thing. Oh, it's like this really cool looking wheelie thing that you normally would use to like walk down the ramp, but it's like from the 40s or the 50s or something, and it's sitting there.
Oh, yeah,
by that.
Totally.
That's
yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah,
I no. just love that. So,
I remember those. It's the wheel up to the plane.
So, where else do you like to tour in Canada? Where else is good?
I don't know. I like Kamloops. Everything changes.
So where do you play Kamloops usually?
Little Big House.
And he does shows up in like East.
I just played in Abbotsford. It was crazy. The suburbs for sure.
Oh,
it was,
nice.
It was crazy, like crazy. I let them know my mic stand and they snapped it in half. It was crazy, like crowd surfing with a guitar on a 6 foot ceiling, maybe 6.5 foot low ceiling.
Oh, crazy. You're like 6.5 feet almost tall anyways.
No, yeah, I'm 6 feet, but it was like, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
So how about Grand Forks? What's it like to play Grand Forks?
Oh, I like Grand Forks. Zach is there. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Totally. He's like totally into it, and it's it's a fun time for sure.
So who's that? Zach is the person
that does shows?
So where do they do shows in Grand Forks?
Well, he was doing them at the community hall. They were all ages, but this time I'm playing at the hotel. So I once did the January or the July 1st thing too in the park, and it was like really strange.
So they were expecting Stompin' Tom, and instead they got Stompin' Nick, or what happened?
No, it was a strange gig, you know, you're just kind of doing this thing in the park. I never play outdoors, or I did once in Ottawa, and this was the second time, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's the light outside as opposed to the candles and the dark.
Yeah, you can't set her all up. And then you played at Gibson's not too long ago at the Beach House?
Yeah,
is that
Beach House, yeah, totally.
I've played there. Yeah. It's pretty nice, the Beach House.
Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah,
yeah,
those guys are awesome.
Super
totally.
Styling, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few, what's his name who books the...
Brent.
There's another guy who lives in that same complex, just a couple doors down, and he
okay.
has a he books the his name starts with Bonner, and he books the Wild Bistro, and
okay.
so it's kind of when I played a show there, I'd stayed at Bonner's, and then so it was, the Beach House is here, neat.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
Cool.
I don't know, I didn't know him, but I.
Well,
I've known
they,
those guys for years.
Yeah, I talked to them about you, and they said that they knew you from... what was the name of that group that you had in the early 90s?
Jack Feels Fine.
So what was the story about Jack Feels Fine? What can you tell me about them?
It was a good band. I liked it. We toured to Canada. We did Western Canada and California and down that for a while. Put out a record, and... I don't know, it was like, it was good, then it just had its time, and it ended, you know?
So who's, there's a couple of people that are still in town, or at least one
Bert.
That I know. Bert, and who's Bert in?
Bert Canetti, he's playing in, I know he plays in Little Guitar Army.
Yes.
He plays in Motorama.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I know he's been playing in other
Captain
bands, too.
Captain D and the Strugglers, I think.
Yeah, he probably plays plays in a few bands, for sure, you know?
And you play in a few other bands as well. Who else are you playing with?
I play with, right now I'm playing drums in Me and My Scarecrow in Toronto.
Okay.
And that's three-piece, and then Shwiggy also plays maracas and tambourine sometimes when we're in Toronto.
Shwiggy from Schloss has also been on the show. And you have been playing bass for Wax Mannequin?
Yeah, I played bass with Wax last year on the tour here.
Okay.
And then, so I might be playing drums with him. I jammed with him. We just did a bunch of shows in Ontario before I left.
Oh, okay.
And we just ended up doing some... I played drums on it. I didn't play with him, but we were going to do it, and then we never did, and then it was like one of those things. And so then we started jamming, and he's like, oh, you can actually play the drums. So, kind of, okay.
So you guys played last year at the, in Cornell, or not in Cornell, at Wells.
At Wells Festival, yeah.
Yeah, what's that like?
That was good. That was a great time, yeah, it was totally fun. It was a nice place. Everyone seemed really organized, and it was a lot of fun.
They've been doing that festival for quite a while.
Yeah, I guess it was the fifth year or the sixth year. I'm not quite sure. But, I'm going to see if I can get it next year. I ended up playing the after kind of party.
Oh, okay.
Because I wasn't actually playing. I was just playing with him at that time for that show. Yeah.
And who was the other guy in that group at that time?
Aiden Campbell.
And he has another group called?
He has a Depravity Brown. I don't know. Did you see them?
No, but I know of them.
You would like them. Yeah,
I think I have some of their stuff on MP3 that I stole off you in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And so what's the length of this tour? What are you doing?
Came out west. I came to get my records.
Oh, okay.
You know, a few other things that I needed that I still have left here. My tools, some tools, and I don't know, stuff like that. I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know, stuff like that. The keyboard, and just stuff to bring back to Hamilton. It's nice to come out. Hey, I haven't been out for a year, so it was kind of time to come out and rock out again and have some fun and see everybody along the way. It's been actually really fun this time. I mean, it's always kind of fun, but this time it seems to be more fun because I hadn't seen anyone for a while, so it was kind of, I was like, before, you know.
Before you were like surfing your couch every 2 months, and now it's...
No, it's... And I beat John in foosball too, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, the whole tour was a success, for sure. So you got a show coming up in Vancouver?
On Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, where's that at?
At the Scratch on Dicks at the old Scratch Records.
Yeah, and who's also on that bill, then?
Vasefs and Ford Pierce on it, and someone else has been added to the bill, but I can't remember the name.
Oh,
I don't know them, so... But it should be good. I checked them out, they were good on the
So Scratch on Dicks, that's like in the corner of Richards and Georgia or something, right? Where it's the old Scratch Records location?
The old Scratch Records, location.
Yeah,
they're doing, I guess they have the place still rented or something, so they just moved.
Okay. So I was wondering, what is your favorite back road in Canada to drive when you're on tour?
I don't know which one it is, but I like the one that goes through the Gardner Dam. It's in Saskatchewan.
Because
you have Buffalo, and there's no one ever on the road, eh? I've driven through that, quite a few times, but...
Where's it close to? I don't know that road.
You know, I couldn't even tell you, because I don't even know how I got on it. I just decided, I'm going to just take a different route today.
Okay.
And I don't even know where I was coming from. I think I was coming... Was it coming from Saskatoon? Yeah, I might have been coming from Saskatoon.
Oh, okay. I would have to say that the backroads in Saskatchewan are more fun than the ones in Alberta, because lots of them aren't paved. They're a little bit sketchier. They're just
This was paved. There was a section that wasn't. That's right.
Yeah, I love it when they gravel.
Yeah.
I know it's sort of maybe bad for your vehicle, but I really like it when it turns into gravel and then you're like totally.
And you come across the buffalo too, hey?
Yeah. The pronghorn antelope or wherever. You see those?
No.
Oh, you got to see the pronghorn antelope. Man, they're awesome. They're usually like in the foothills. In like southern Saskatchewan and southern Alberta, but you'll never see them on Highway 1 or anything. You have to be on a back road somewhere. But they look really cool. They're like about deer size, but they're antelope and they got these weird horns. And if you saw them,
It's not the curly ones, though. No, that's some kind of a
or something. Good. No, pronghorn antelope.
You don't see those as much anymore, too. I've seen going through the mountains. You don't I remember as a kid going through there and seeing them, and you don't see them at all. I haven't seen them for a long time.
Well, the south route, like the Kootenai route, I've seen them not too long, last year.
Okay.
Yeah, one time, like a whole whack of them, right? Yeah, it was nice. But I mean, like, I guess that's the whole thing about the freeways. Like in the Maritimes, like the freeway in New Brunswick, it's great because you can go 110, but you know, you don't see as much wildlife as you used to.
No, you take the back roads. You see bear, though. You see bear out there. I have.
Yeah, on the freeway?
No, not there, but you take the back roads.
You gotta take the back roads. So, you got any plans to tour Europe in the next bit? Have you made it over there yet? Or
no, I haven't. I was going to go last year, but it just was too much money. It's the gear, hey? I can't really... I'm going to try to trim down the gear, but there's too many preamps and too much stuff that's kind of customized for me to... You can't just rent it over there. So I've been trying to figure it out and talking to people about trying to figure out how to get there. But it's... I'm going to do it. But what I might do is go with a band and play and just rent gear there. Or, like, get there, be a drummer in the band, do that thing, and then once I'm there... Once you're there, you have way more. You can find stuff and figure it out and stuff like that.
I played a show with No Means No in Thunder Bay not too long ago, and they had the band that they brought with them were from Europe, and they had lots
Party
of
Umbrella?
Special.
Party Umbrella.
I don't think it was them. No, I forget what they were called, but they had lots of specialty gear, and they had adapter. Like they brought like the adapter thing.
Yeah,
out,
yeah. You have to change.
Did the Transformer sort of thing. I would never really want to do that personally, but. I don't know, it's probably fine to do, but no, that's what they did. But you're right, you've got so much specialty gear, you can't just sort of show up and...
Well, it's been rewired, a lot of it's just been most of it's been rewired.
Oh, okay,
so you gotta kinda, it's all been taken apart and made, put switches in the places so you can do stuff that you couldn't do normally and stuff like that, so...
Well, I guess we've been yapping away for a while. You must have some more songs to play. The Kettle Black is at live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, CITR FM 101.9, Vancouver. The Kettle Black with some more songs.
You could say it's on the rise. You could say it's no surprise. You could say it's out of hand. You could say it's in demand. We'll change the laws, fill the jails. Holidays are overtime. It's yours is yours and mine is mine. Truth don't mean nothing if you can't prove it. We'll be right back. great and small, like the trees about to fall. And then the law, the cat limit, keeps you headed for the hills. The sunshine fills the daffodils, so you know exactly what they mean. And the politics are running through the democratic thumb of rule. There's a part and a team.
Speed.
Terrence W. on TV. He talks of the New York City tragedy. Don't know why he's offended when the orders are given by him. I say this before now. You said I was childish, but I'll say it now. You said you could hold me while you turn your back like you fold me. America's not the land of the brave, nor the home of the free. There's an epidemic of fear and apathy. To I write this letter, and up in Canada, we're really no better. These are dangerous days. To say what you feel is to dig your own grave. You said you could hold me while you turned your back like you fooled me. America's not the land of the brave, nor the home of the free. There's an epidemic of fear and apathy. Do I write this open letter? Up in Canada, we're no fucking better.
CITR. Got some more songs for us, the Kettle Black, or are you...
No, I'm okay.
You're
okay?
Do you want to hear some more?
Oh,
if you got another one.
Okay, cool.
We got time, right? Cool.
Okay, here, I'll do this one.
Cool.
Drink with a smile on his face. He told me all he'd killed, the void it filled, and welcomed me to the human race. You keep spinning your wheels, you keep smoking those cigars. You're like a god, you reach your rod, you don't know who you are. And you can hear it in the speeches through the fence they couldn't mend. But when you look around, that your hometown expects someone to defend. So don't listen to the politicians when they tell you, go get your gun. You like the trains, the video games, you're only having fun. Yeah, you can ask the ghosts of Adolf, or maybe Napoleon. The buffalo, the roll on rope. Cigars. one wins a war. Nothing's changed. We write the same history I've read before.
The Kettle Black, you're playing Saturday night, Scratch on Dicks, Ford Pier, and The Invasives. Do you know what time that show starts?
Doors are at 8, and it's 8:30 sharp. I'm playing at 8:30 sharp, and then I'll just go from there.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess it's
And it's like $5 to get in
$5
or something. Yeah, okay, cool.
I don't know how big it is. It's like it's a Scratch Record store, so it's not.
Well, see, yeah, Scratch Records is fairly big in the basement.
Yeah,
still
I thought
that.
It was. I'm not sure. Yeah, if it's there, right? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows what's going on? I haven't been to a show there yet either. So a couple other questions. Are you recording some new stuff?
Do you have
a planned release date of anything, kind?
It's going to be on Just Say No. I think we're going to do a joint release. Me and just Capital Punishment, that's my label, and then Just Say No Records.
Okay.
Taylor from them and from his records, and we're gonna put a vinyl thing together.
Oh,
it's
like
gonna
a 7-inch or a 12-inch?
It's gonna be, I think, 2 7-inches, or it's gonna be 2 10-inches. We haven't figured it out yet. Depends on how much. I'm gonna start recording when I get back. I have a bunch of new songs, so we'll work on that. And recording Me and My Scarecrow, that's all ready to go, so we're gonna record that too.
Oh,
and
cool.
Hopefully we'll be out here in the summer.
So you think Friggy will come in with me?
No, he's not going to. He'll only play the Toronto shows.
Well, he plays Vancouver shows.
Yeah, but I think he comes out here and plays, but not.
Yeah, he doesn't tour the whole way.
Yeah.
He's got a place over on Ruxton Island, which is not far from Gabriola/Nanaimo.
Okay.
So he comes over for that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't mind coming to Vancouver, and he has friends here and stuff. But yeah, he's not probably up for the big show. The big tour show. What else did I want to ask? So where would we find you online to download your songs for free, etc.?
www.thekettleblack.com.
All right. Thekettleblack.com.
There, yeah, it is there. Yeah.
And all
the links are on there. MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace and all the other stuff and shows and the history.
And
all of that good
stuff.
Yeah,
the shows. That's.
Well, thank you very much, The Kettle Black, for appearing live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. We most appreciate it. Oh, you're very, very welcome. And Saturday night with Ford Pier at Scratch on Dicks, The Kettle Black will be appearing at 8:30 sharp. And I believe the cover is $5 little measly dollars. And I hope you are all there. And good night from Thunderbird Radio Hell.